Hello.
Oh, hi, Ed. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. This isn't actually kind of irritating to me now.
Because
I was told yesterday it's 20, 30 minutes. Now it's 40 minutes. And then she's like, I'm going to go over your Google reviews to get, or Google verified to get you verified. And I need we're going to do keywords. I'm like, that's not my job. You do keywords, not me. And I'm already Google verified. I don't want to do this again and again. I don't understand what this client interview is. I already have a website.
Oh.
I already have somebody doing the same identical thing you're doing, which I'm willing to give you the go at it. But what else do you need me to do? Put in landscaping? Like, you know what keywords work, not me.
So that's true, but you have to consider that what she'll do behind the scenes after that call is she's going to look at all of the services you provide and all of the keywords, and she's going to recommend the keywords that are in your category that are bringing the highest revenue return, so she can do some research behind the scenes. Also,
okay.
Sometimes there's keywords within a category that people don't want to deal with. So, you know, what I always say is do the client interview with her. If you only have 20 minutes, that's perfectly fine. You can tell her I have a hard stop.
What am I bringing to this party of an interview? I'm not going to have the keywords. The keywords are, she can see all my services right on my website. And then she can gladly tell me which ones, these are the most successful keywords. Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay.
And if
so
she says
one I
don't
want to
deal with.
So do you want me to just have her refer to the website to do the keywords that way? I could tell her to do that.
Yeah, because otherwise I get myself caught up in dumb things that I don't want to, it's not your job as dumb.
I understand.
The one time when I told you I had real success with Angie ads, talking to the person in the beginning, I got signed up for everything in the world. Like, I had people call me for pressure washing, for this, for that, and I'm like, God, I don't do any of it.
I see.
So it's all on my website. Whatever keywords work, then when she wants to set up a thing and say, hey, I did the research, these are the words. If I look at the word, if she tells me the word, I go, I don't want to deal with that one, then fine.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But I don't want to go back and forth like, what do you think of this? I already have it ready to go because I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
and that's easy. I mean, I can copy and paste it right off your website and tell her these are his keywords, lawn maintenance, planting and sod installation, topsoil delivery. So, you know, I can send this all over to her. So if you like, I can have her perform what's called a CIA, client interview, with client being absent. That's what the A stands for, where she just goes in and just does the whole client interview based on the information she has on your business. Would you feel more comfortable if she did that, or do you want me to just send her the keywords and have you call back or have her call you back and kind of finish the process but just refer to the keywords on your site?
Well, I don't know what else there would be, because I don't – like when you ask me about keywords, I'm going to say landscape and leaf removal, mulching. After that, I'm going to be hard-pressed to think of anything else. Even though I know I do a bunch of stuff, but that's what you guys do. You
right,
guys come
okay.
up with all these keywords. Maybe call mulching something else. I'll think of mulching, and in my brain, I already know it means cedar chips or regular black mulch or rubber mulch or stone and gravel. I already know in my brain what it means. I'm not going to remember to process that through to you. But you might.
Oh, I don't think she means that. I don't think she means that you have to come up with all the technical terms, because let's say that she puts in mulching into Google and then Google tells her that there's all those other gravel and all the other types of mulching. She will see that based on the one category that you give her. So, you know, you don't have to have all the technical.
Mm-hmm. When she calls me back, I can say nope, yes, no, that's fine.
Or what you could do is just, you know, tell her, refer to the keywords on my site, and let's just move on to the next section. And then what she'll do at the end of the day is she'll do some, you know, research and send you an email and say, okay, Ed, these are the keywords that we're recommending for you based on, you know, your website and the online presence that you have. And then you can say, that looks perfect. Or you can say, hey, I like those, but can you please add this one and that one, because you're in the driver's seat. So, you know,
perfect.
She's always going to make sure that you have, you know, kind of give the green light. So I'll tell her, do you want me to have her call you back right now, or do you want me to schedule it for later?
I have her schedule for, I don't know. She can call me back, but like, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. Like, I got stuff I'm doing, and I don't want to go through. I'd rather have somebody say, here's the list. Anything else?
Okay.
Like, I don't know what the next step after keywords is. I mean, that's what I don't get. Like, if I already provided Google Verified, I already provided a website, you guys know what you're doing. I don't know what else I need to provide.
Okay.
In a client interview. I mean, we have the same goal. Give me as high on Google as you can.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to tell her then to just complete the client interview without you being there. Just refer to the site. And then if we need anything, I'll tell her to communicate that with me, and then I can call you directly in case
she can call me if she needs something. I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But, like, whenever I've walked into a meeting, I've done all my research. And I'm like, hey,
yeah,
here's where you're at, Mr. Dealer. Oh, I used to be in automobile finance. So when I go talk to the dealership about what different banks and what kind of banks that what kind of deals I buy. Well, I look at all of their stuff on AutoCount. I'm like, okay, here's where you're missing, and this is what I think I can provide to you. I didn't ask them, what banks do you use? I didn't ask them, how many of these 500 FICOs do you use? I looked at their AutoCount. It breaks it down. Everything's their keywords, basically, it is. And I went into the meeting that way, and they would say yes or no. Like, I don't want to go through. I mean, this would be the third time I went through it in a year, and I don't want to do it.
I respect that. So I'll tell her that if she needs something specific, she can reach out to you. But in the meantime, I'll just tell her to do the CIA, because I see you already added us as a manager to the Google business page. She's going to send you an email to add us to the Facebook. Other than that, everything else is online. We can see it all for you, you know? So we're just going to make sure.
I might need her help on when she sends me the directions on Facebook, I might need her help. Now, is that going to interfere with the people who already send my content out, or are you just going to be doing your own stuff too?
Well, we're going to be added as a manager so that we can run ads on it for you. So if you want the other people to still do content, that's fine. Just leave them on as a manager too, right?
Right,
but
so it's not going to override them. Right?
It won't override them, but we need access to it to run the Facebook ads for you.
I'm fine with that. I just want to not override them, and then you and I can start out our relationship of, let's see what we're doing. Because I already know how long I've been with them. So now I'm just going to start the clock for you guys and be like, all right, well, let's see what happens if I'm this long with these people.
Okay.
You said 45 days. I've been with them for 3 months.
I know. I'm so sorry. You've been through the ringer. You poor thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like them, and they're fine with everything, so I don't know. But everybody says to me, I can do this way. They never said 45 days. They did not. I will say that. But, like, it's just been going through it, so I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to fire these people. They didn't do anything wrong. They're doing their job, but I also want to, I like what you said, so let's go with you. And
okay.
If she can reach out to me for anything, I don't have a problem with any of that. At all. I don't know. If there's something I can provide, then fine, but I'm not new to this. All right.
So I think she jumped on another call, but I do have an opening in an hour, so I'll just tell her to reach out to you at that time if she needs something, just so that I can grab that, and then it'll be, let's see, 11:30, 12:31. It'll be between 2:30 and 3:30 your time that she calls you, okay?
Yeah, well, now I recognize the number that comes through. Before, I didn't recognize the number. I think I missed her call, so.
Other than that, what do you have planned for tonight? Do you have little ones that you're going to take out trick-or-treating or anything? Or?
I have grandkids, but I have a 14-year-old that we're going to a party at our friend's house.
Remember.
We have baseball Saturday and Sunday. So
we're going to
a Halloween party, so.
Oh, good. So that's fun. I mean, when they're that age and they have so much sports, they have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it, too. So I'm happy he's going to a party. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
So, well, okay, we'll have a fun time tonight and a really good weekend, and I'll have Nikki reach out to you again in an hour, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.